Afreilich in Tu B'Shvat, I think there are many people who wonder exactly what's so Freilich about Tu B'Shvat. Not really a yontif. For men, they don't say Tachnun. For women, it doesn't seem to really have a big impact on their day. Maybe they'll have a little extra fruit. And such a day where Chazal tell us it's a yontif, and the fact that there is no tachnun and shul tells us that it's a real yontif, and we need to understand what exactly is this yontif, and what can I do and what can I accomplish on this exalted day of Tu B'Shvat. The obvious question that I believe is bothering every single person is, you know, we're celebrating trees, fruits. If you just looked out the window just once, especially in Chutz Laaretz, there's right now so much ice and snow on every single tree, you don't even think there's ever going to be a fruit coming off those trees again. And this question has many, 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 many answers. If you look at Chassidus Sfarim, very famously in Divrei Yoel, the Satmar Rebbe writes very strongly how this all pushes us to understand that it's much deeper than trees, but it means what the Torah HaKadosha compares to a tree. The Pasuk in Parshas Ki Tzitzit tells us that a person is compared to a tree. Adam is an Atzei Hasada, and when the Torah HaKadosha, not Chazal, the actual Psukim, compare a tree to a person, that means that to understand a person and to understand our avodah, one must take a moment to look at the trees. Says the Heiliger Satmar Rebbe in Divrei Yoel, when we talk about fruits of a tree, are we talking about apples and pears? He says we're talking about the pears that we have, our children. That is what the day is about. Now I'm aware that this line is not only for people who have children. There are girls, not even in Shidduchim, who listen to this line, and definitely not having children yet. So the question is, what is the avodah for someone who doesn't have children? They cannot daven for their children. Should they daven for other people's children? And the answer to that question is no. You have to focus on your children today, while still single, maybe even still in high school. And for sure, those that are further along. And the question is, why? And please listen carefully, for there's a huge mistake that people think that Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, you get married, and you have children as a time to start thinking about your chinuch, Metz Hashem, what your house is going to have, what are you and your husband going to allow in the house, what are you not going to allow. That's, for right now, whatever you're doing is okay, and it's irrelevant to your future. It's only Metz Hashem, when you build a home and you're going to have children, then we have to make decisions. There's nothing further from the truth. And allow me to bring it out with a gem of a vart that a friend of mine shared with me in the name of Rabbi Avram Shmulevitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the Rosh Yeshiva in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. And he shared the following thought. There's a very, very strange pasuk in Parshas Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in a very interesting request. He asks the trees to be Eitz Oisei Pri. He says, I'd like that the bark of the trees should taste like the fruit. Which means if someone is going to cut a piece of bark, a piece of the tree out, it should taste like the fruit. Seems like a mysterious command from the Eibishter. And guess what? The trees thought so too. And all of the trees disobeyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us Rashi and Chumash. And they all did not make that the bark in the tree should taste like the fruit. And the bark tastes exactly like if you cut it, it tastes like a piece of wood. And the fruits are the fruit. Just parenthetically, there is only one tree that did listen, and that's the Esther tree. Why is that important? Because some of you might wonder, why is it that you can take an Esther and put it on a table or in a shelf and come back a year later and it's not rotten? It's just dry. Come back 10 years later, 20 years later, there are people that save Esregim for Dairis. I know someone who has a collection of close to 100 Esregim from his family. They all save it. And the obvious question that some of you may have wondered is, how come if you take a peach or a plum or an apple and you put it in your shelf, come back in a month, you're not going to be able to wait a month. You're going to come back way earlier because it's going to smell like rot. And the obvious question is, why is it that the only fruit that doesn't rot is the esrog? And the Maharal tells us for this very reason. The same reason people who do a tzaddikim don't rot after 120. The esrog is the only fruit that doesn't rot because it listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And all the other fruits, the reason why they rot is because they didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's just as an aside to know why the esrog doesn't rot and every other fruit does. But going back to the original Bart, why is it that the fruits disobeyed, and why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked for this? It says about Rav Shmuel Levitz, a gem. He says, why would, very simple reason why the trees would disobey. There's a certain amount of sweetness every tree has. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want the bark to be sweet as well as the fruit, they said, no, we want people to walk away from this tree saying, ah, the fruits are so sweet and delicious. So they said, we're going to take all of our sweetness and taste, and we're going to put it just into the fruit. And like this, the bark will be tasteless, but the fruits will be good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us the most incredible chinuch lesson. You cannot say it's irrelevant to what I taste like or what I am. As long as the tree, the fruit is sweet, that's all that counts. So I'll be dry. I will be bitter. And my peiros, they'll be sweet. I'll focus just on my children, not on myself. Says Rav Ram Shmuel Levitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that is a recipe for disaster and it will not produce sweet children. In order to have sweet fruit, you need to have a sweet tree. And the entire command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Tzivui, was just to send us this one message. That the idea, that's irrelevant to what I am. My children, they'll be sweet. The standards of Kiddush in my house after I get married, that's going to be all the way at the top. But what I look at now, what I have access to now, that's not relevant to my children. That is Sheker Mamish. It's a tremendous mistake. Tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sweet children don't come from making sweet children. They come from making sweet trees. They come from making sweet and pure mothers. And if a woman or a girl thinks for 1 minute that what she sees today and what she listens to today doesn't directly impact her dayrus, she should realize that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to teach us. This exact mistake that people make. I cannot tell you how many people feel, oh, chinuch begins then. The Chofetz Chaim, a couple once had it right after their baby, they came to the Chofetz Chaim and they told the Chofetz Chaim, oh, we came, we want to start on the right foot. We came for hadracha, for chinuch. And the Chofetz Chaim says, you're way too late. You should have came the day you got married. You're coming now. Chinuch started way earlier. The Kiddush in the home doesn't start when the child's born. It starts earlier. What every single girl and woman needs to internalize from this lesson of the tree is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chinuch tip to us. Don't think we can wait till the fruit is around and then make sure that it stays sweet. Sweet fruit come only from sweet trees. The next time you have an nisayon to look at something you shouldn't, to listen to something you shouldn't, someone saying something that's not appropriate for you, someone showing you something that's not, remember you become a sweet tree. And remember what the Eibishter tells us, the only segula for sweet fruit are sweet trees. What's our job on this Tu B'Shvat? To mechazik ourselves and make our tree, which is us, the mothers of Klal Yisrael, which are the trees, are going to become sweeter and more kaddish. And that is, in that schus, they'll be zeicha to have beautiful fruit and to be zeichet to children, gedolim, kedoshim, v'tahirim, that we all dream and want and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Afreilich in Tu B'Shvat.